This episode of True North Country Comics is brought to you by You Are My Christmas, a brand new song from Canadian songstress Stephanie Beaumont. Whether it's decorating the tree and wrapping the presents, baking up a storm, or welcoming friends and family from near and far, Stephanie Beaumont captures the spirit of Christmas in her new song, You Are My Christmas. With this song, you're invited to share Stephanie's Christmas wish, that everyone has someone who's their Christmas too. You Are My Christmas is now available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Deezer, and wherever good music is sold. Get yours today. Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's November 16th, 2018. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Jamal Campbell at MCX 2018. Jamal is a comic book artist for DC, Marvel, and Boom Studios. During our chat, Jamal talked about his tools for making comics, along with the reason for his move from Marvel to DC. Hint, it has something to do with a writer named Brian Michael Bendis. Before we go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Marvel announced that the new creative team on Daredevil is none other than Chip Zdarsky and Marco Cecchetto. The title with the ominous-sounding promotion, No Fear, starts in February 2019. For more details, visit marvel.com. TO Comics Press announced a new Kickstarter called Shout Out Anthology. Described as a bold new anthology of queer comics for teen readers, the award-winning team behind the title includes Eisner Award-winning Andrew Wheeler, GLAAD and Kerrang Award winner Kieran Gillen, plus Derek Chow, Dante Luez, and H. Pueyo. The Kickstarter deadline is December 15th. And just a bit of info from the Kickstarter organizers, Brian Michael Bendis himself has backed the book. For more details, visit www.kickstarter.com/projects/TOComicsPress, and that's comics with an X, /shout-out-anthology. And this Saturday marks the 4th annual Local Comic Shop Day to celebrate the independent spirit of local comic book specialty shops. Each store is celebrating the day differently, so shoppers are encouraged to visit more than one store. For more information, visit localcomicshopday.com. And for ad measure, here's what's on the calendar events for this coming weekend for Canadian comic book creators and supporters. November 17th, it's Whitby Comic Arts Festival at the Whitby Public Library in Whitby, Ontario. November 18th is a Brampton Comic Con at Century Gardens Rec Center in Brampton, Ontario. November 17th and 18th is Vienna Comic Con with Colette Turner and Jim Zub. And now here's my chat with Jamal Campbell at MCX 2018.
My main thing for the past couple of years is doing covers. I've done covers for mainly Marvel and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is sort of like a dream for me because it was the biggest thing I had growing up as a kid. So it's sort of like come around full circle on that. It's given me the opportunity to just draw like a bunch of characters from here and there. Like I'm on a bunch of like Marvel variants, so I get to draw like Iron Man and like Scarlet Witch and like all these different characters from these, like, all the separate corners of the Marvel Universe. So it was sort of like a dream for me in that way.
Do you have any favorite characters that you like to draw? You talked about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but do you have any specific characters you like to do?
I'm always down to draw, like, Doctor Strange, just because I can, like, deal with, like, the magical stuff. For DC, Nightwing's my favorite character, so, like, anytime I get a chance, I'm going to jump on it. And then Power Rangers, just, like, any of them, really.
Cool. How about your inspirations growing up? Were there any particular artists that you favored over others?
Yeah, definitely. My two biggest influences, and I guess my style is somewhere in the middle of those two, is Adi Granoff, who does very like realistic, sort of like muted tones. Like I sort of got the realism in my work from him, and then Joshua Middleton, who's very animated and very like colorful, and he's sort of like, he comes in and out of the comic industries, but he's come back and he's doing like covers for Batgirl and Aquaman, and everything he does is like amazing and so inspiring. So like definitely those two are my biggest influences. And I try to be somewhere in the middle of that.
That's good. Now I see that you're working on an iPad Pro. I wanted to talk a little bit about your, have you always been digital or did you do some traditional at the beginning?
Yeah, I've pretty much always been digital. Like, I went to school, actually, for technical illustration, so, like, not at all comics, but that's very, like, blueprints and, like, digital, like, very exact. So when I transitioned into comics, I sort of took that with me, and sort of that's how I first approach everything I do. So, yeah, digital has just come natural to me as the thing to use.
And I see you're working with the Apple Pencil and the iPad Pro. Have you looked at any other platforms like the Surface, or now we've got the Google Pixel 3?
Right. I haven't. At home, I use like a PC and a Cintiq, so that's sort of like my main avenue. And then I got a chance to use the iPad maybe 2 years ago, and it just works really well. So I haven't sort of looked back as in my like away from home medium of working from that.
What's the particular application that you like working best with the iPad Pro?
I use two mainly. The first one is Procreate, which is, I guess, the one most people would use since it's cheaper or might be free. I can't remember, but that's sort of good for like sketching, doing like process and stuff like that. And then for actually doing work, I use Clip Studio, which is basically just a translation from the PC application and straight to the iPad. So you have like all the options, all the features and everything like that.
Now, you're very prolific when it comes to cover art. Is there anything coming up down the road that you can talk about, future projects, books, anything of that nature?
Yeah, I'm actually at DC. I'm doing a new book, Covers and Interiors for Naomi. It's a new series by myself, Brian Michael Bendis, and David Walker in the new Wonder Comics line, which is going to be amazing. It's about this girl. She's adopted in this small town in the DC universe. So you get to see like a part of DC that you don't usually see, like the everyday kind of thing. And it's all about her past, and she's not sure where she came from. All of a sudden Superman comes crashing in a fight and then jumps out, and it's like the most interesting thing that's ever happened in that town. And then she sort of hears whispers of, oh no, something like this has happened before, and she finds out it's connected to like her adoption and her origins. So it's sort of like a mystery in like the normal DCEU, sort of tangentially connected to like Superman and like all that big stuff that you usually see happening.
When can we expect that to come out, you think?
That comes out in January 23rd.
Stuff. How's it like working with Bendis? I know he worked on Marvel and you've worked on Marvel in the past. You're going to be moving houses, so to speak, to DC to do some work there. How will that work out for you?
It's good. I'm in the fortunate situation where I can do like work for both at the same time. So it's kind of awesome. Like, one day I'm working on Naomi and I get to draw Superman, and then the other time I get to draw like Iron Man or whatever. So that's been cool. And yeah, it's sort of like working for both is actually kind of similar. Like, they have very similar processes. So it's just sort of like the flavor of what I'm feeling at this current day.
You talked about your new project, Naomi. Is there anything else you can talk about that's coming up down the road?
Not really. I guess just expect more like variant covers for Marvel, more Power Rangers stuff, like pretty much everything I've had like in the past going forward.
Thanks to Jamel for chatting with me. You can discover more about Jamel on Twitter @_PRYCE14 and online at jamelcampbell.com. And thanks to you for listening to True North Country Comics Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on iTunes. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Encourage you to follow along on Twitter @TrueNorthComics, on Facebook @Facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram @Instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And I bet you'll discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2018.